We're in the studio with Deb Herman from the Sac Museum. Deb, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Awesome. Welcome to almost fall. Close. Very, very close. But here's the thing. Whether it's summer, winter, fall, spring, doesn't matter. Always a great time to come down to the Sac Museum. And you guys got a big event this weekend.
Absolutely. We have so much going on in September. This weekend is the opening of a new STEM exhibit. It's called Game On. And it's about the history and science of gaming. So we go from the 1940s all the way through modern day, like virtual reality technology. We get into the science and technology. There's 10 interactives along with this exhibit. So we're teaching animation. There's a giant light bright, a giant game. There's even an arcade area as part of this exhibit. Now, that exhibit stays until January 6th, but this weekend, this Saturday, from 10 to 2 is our opening event, which includes a keynote presentation by Dr. Ricks, who's a UNO professor who teaches graphics and game design, and he's going to talk about the evolution of video gaming and then how to make a career out of it. Hmm. So very interesting, yeah.
Which is huge these days for
it
kids.
It is. Yeah. Parents are actually paying trainers to train their children on how to play these games. It's pretty impressive. So that, and you said something about some coding. They can learn about coding as well.
Right. We have a coding workshop, which it's free. So if people want to participate in that, they should actually download the Bloxel app before that time.
Bloxel.
Mm-hmm. That's the app we'll be doing the coding on. It's all about game creation, but we also have the community out there with booths. So we're going to have a Wii tournament. Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, no. Oh,
station.
Here we go.
Playoff. I'll challenge you to a dance.
You'll win. I'm horrible at that game. Yeah. I've tried it a couple of times.
I've seen it. It's fun. Yeah. It looks fun anyway.
And then we get into virtual reality, too. The VR arcade from La Vista is going to be out there doing virtual reality as a station, and that's free of charge. We're doing Infinite Loop as well. So there's, from 10 to 2, there's all this activity going on as part of the opening of Game On, the History and Science of Gaming.
And is this an extra ticket, or are you just admission to the museum?
No, it's just part of general admission. Mm-hmm. Nothing extra for the event.
Okay, great. And then we move on to the weekend coming up here at the end of the month, and this is huge.
So we are doing our annual Drone Expo. It is huge. We've got community partners on this with Cox Communication and Creighton Rad Lab and Oracle Aviation.
Wow.
And they're all helping us put this event together, a giant event. We'll have demonstrations, both racing demonstrations, indoor flight safety presentations. We'll have booths with experts in drone and aviation-related fields. We have hands-on workshops for kiddos. So the Creighton Rad Lab is running those workshops, and they're free. And they can learn how to program a Trello drone, or they can try their hand at flying one. So those workshops, again, they're free. They're best for grades 4 through 12. And then we have outdoor activities, too. So you can watch the Lincoln Drone Racing Club demonstrate racing. You can also take a helicopter ride. So reservations for those start at 9 a.m. And those do cost extra. Everything else is part of just paying general admission to our museum. We've got a fun parking lot party. So you can come down and pregame it up, right? So we have Pop Sunday is our band. And then we're doing a grill out. So that event is from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on September 29th. And you can find out more at sacmuseum.org.
All right. Do you have the new director actually behind the grill?
No.
No.
That's a good idea, though. I'm going to ask him if he wants to come out and cook.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like family-friendly fun activities for the rest of this month at the SAC.
Absolutely.
Great place to be.
Excellent. Well, if there's anything else, get to the website and come on out. And even if it's an off weekend, even if it's an off day, midweek, whatever, I had a chance to talk to somebody who said they had taken their family down. It had been a couple of years, and all this new stuff had popped up.
Yes.
So there's always things to do and see.
All
Deb,
right.
Thanks for coming in.
We'll see you next weekend and this weekend.
All right.